מסכת אבות, פרק א', משנה ח', משנה סז, יהודה בן טבעי ושמעון בן שטח קיבלו מהם, these two rabbis, יהודה בן טבעי, and שמעון בן שטח received the מסורה from the authors of the previous משנה, or two משניות ago, which were יהושע בן פרחיה and ניתאי הארבלי. יהודה בן טבע אומר, אל תעס עצמך כאורחי הדיינים. Says, יהודה בן טבעי, don't make yourself like those people who arrange cases before the judges. In other words, don't be like a lawyer where somebody's going to come up and tell the litigants what they should say, how they should present their case in order to become acquitted or to win the case, even if that person is on the right winning side, if they're correct. But you tell them exactly how to structure things, because when you do that, you're going to end up advising people how to get off when they really are not on the correct side when they're guilty. So you shouldn't structure it like that. People should speak their cases the regular way before a judge without having somebody coach them. If you're a judge and you have the litigants who are before you and they're presenting their claims and they're coming up with all of their different reasons and arguments, you should automatically assume that both parties are guilty, even if one of them is a respected person, a high-level person, someone who's honorable. Don't look at him and say, he must be telling the truth and the other person's probably lying. Look at both people equally guilty and get down to the bottom line of who's correct and who's incorrect. But when they leave before you and you gave the bottom line ruling, you should look at both of them as innocent. In other words, don't look at one of the people who lost in the courtroom and say, he was trying to get one by, he's a liar, he's a thief, he's a rasha. Rather say, no, he thought he was right, and he came with his claim, and he was wrong. But in his mind, he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't somebody who was trying to get one by. But only at that point, once they accept judgment upon themselves, when someone who loses and they accept the judgment of the court and they're not complaining, it shows that they were trying to be honest. They wanted the bottom line. They wanted to do the right thing. So they came to court. They got not what they wanted, but they came and they got the conclusion, which was the truth. So therefore, that person did teshuvah. That person really came with no agenda. And even if he did lie, by the fact that he accepted the ruling of the Beit Din, it shows that he regretted what he did and he wouldn't repeat his sins.